This is Akashvani, the news read by Sanjay Mattu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi was conferred with Guyana's highest national award, the Order of Excellence, today. He has been awarded for his visionary statesmanship and championing the rights of developing countries on the global stage, exceptional service to the global community, and for his commitment to strengthening India-Guyana relations. Prime Minister Modi thanked Dr. Irfan Ali for conferring him with the honour. He dedicated the honour to the people of India and to the deep-rooted historical ties between the people of the two countries. He emphasised that his state visit is testament to India's continued commitment towards deepening India-Guyana friendship. The Prime Minister is in Guyana on the third leg of his three-nation visit, including Nigeria and Brazil. Prime Minister Modi will address the Parliament of Guyana at Georgetown this evening. Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh inaugurated the Viksit Bharat Initiative for Student Innovation and Outreach Network, or VISION, in New Delhi today. The initiative is aimed at nurturing education, skill development and innovation among underprivileged children. Speaking on the occasion, the minister lauded the entrepreneurial vision behind the initiative and its focus on democratizing opportunities for students across the country. He emphasized how the portal could act as a gateway for those in remote areas to access mentorship and training. The minister said that initiatives like Vision are integral to realizing the country's aspirations under Vision India 2047, which aims to position India as a global leader in technology, education and economic growth. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today highlighted that India has always advocated and practiced dialogue for resolving complex international issues. Speaking at the 11th ASEAN Defence Ministers Meeting Plus at Vientiane in Laos, the Prime Minister pointed out that his commitment to open communication and peaceful negotiation is evident in India's approach to a wide range of international challenges, from border disputes to trade agreements. Prasar Bharati Chairman Navneet Kumar Sehgal today said that the idea behind launching a new OTT platform is not just to bring healthy content to the digital space, but also to provide content for all sections of society, including children and youth.
Platform where we could bring clean, healthy family entertainment on a platform which is accessible to all. Also bring news platforms, all the prominent news channels on that digital platform. For kids, games platforms on ROTT, for youth, current affairs program, and above all our archives there, the programs, the serials that we have grown up with, we have seen them, you know, during our childhood, our youth, they're available in our archive sections. More than 10,000 films are available.
The 55th International Film Festival of India, or IFFI, is on in full swing with unfolding of screenings and events. Over 40 films across diverse genres are being screened today, showcasing the best of Indian cinema. Russia has fired an intercontinental ballistic missile at Ukraine after President Vladimir Putin changed Moscow's nuclear doctrine. Moscow's strong response comes days after US President Joe Biden and UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer allowed Ukraine to use long-range cruise and ballistic missiles to hit targets deep within Russian territory. Within hours of those approvals, Kiev fired a US-made ATACMS missile and a UK-made Storm Shadow missile targeting Russian territories. In Pakistan, at least 38 people were killed and 29 others injured when gunmen opened fire on passenger vehicles in a tribal area in northwestern Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province today. Chief Secretary of the province, Nadeem Aslam Chaudhry, said the attack occurred in the Kurram tribal district. He said it's a major tragedy and the death toll is likely to rise. Armenia has become the 104th full member of the International Solar Alliance. Armenia handed over the Indian Solar Alliance instrument of ratification during a meeting between its ambassador to India, Vahan Afyan, and Joint Secretary in the Ministry of External Affairs, Abhishek Singh, in New Delhi today. In the China Masters 2024 badminton, Indian star shuttler Lakshya Sen has entered the men's singles quarterfinal, beating Rasmus Gemke of Denmark 21-16, 21-18 in the second round in Shenzhen, China, this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.